digest after all this, but you must be incredibly proud of your team this year and the two bounds that you guys have made.
Yeah, very happy, you know, really proud of our group. And one of the things we talked about when we came into the season was gaining respect back in the league and being a tougher team to play against and making sure that, you know, for our organization that it wasn't an easy out. And I thought that this particular group of players were a pleasure to work with, an honor to coach. And we, you know, this was a group that did that. We earned respect back and found our way back in the playoffs, and really proud of what they did. And they were a great, great group of guys to coach.
How did it change the complexion of what you were trying to do this afternoon when you're being called for so many penalties in the second period?
Well, you know, we have to stay out of the box better than we did tonight, and that's it sometimes disrupts the flow of the game. But I think if you look at the penalty kill, those guys play their hearts out. I thought Corey was fantastic. You know, Elaine did a great job preparing the guys prior to the game, and the guys executed really well. And although it wasn't what we wanted to do, that those guys kept us right in the game right to the end.
John, what was the difference in the series?
Well, I think, you know, I'd like to, I think Tampa's a very good team. I thought that they played well. You know, I think the differences in the series, we weren't able to obviously score as much as we needed to as the series had gone on. And I think that's something that, you know, even when you look at a game like tonight, it's 1-0. We don't score. I think the last two games was a 5-on-3 and a 6-on-5. So, you know, our 5-on-5 offensive production wasn't where it needed to be.
You said after game four, part of that was best of us getting away. Like, was he, again, that factor tonight that the team needs in the playoffs?
Well, I think you give Tampa credit. I thought that they played pretty well the last couple of games, a little bit tighter defensively. Vasilevsky came up with some timely saves for them. You know, I think we had a couple more breakaways today that he saved. We had a couple in game four that he saved. But I think in general, he made timely saves, but we also didn't generate enough to give ourselves a chance to score more than we did.
How do you think you saw your team grow throughout the course of even just these five games?
Well, I think belief in what they do, confidence in themselves, confidence in our team, confidence in what we're doing, which is a big thing. I think they really believe that, you know, even as the season went on, that we were a team that was playoff worthy and extremely competitive. And I think that's a good step. And now I think you have to be proud of what we accomplished. But I think when you look at the difference between the end of last year and this year, I think what happened in the off season and mindset wise and things we did to make our team better, make our team culture better it took a big step last year, and it needs to take now another big step. From, you know, we can be proud, but we can't be satisfied.
This is the Corey you guys are used to seeing in these last few games.
Yeah, it's really great to see Corey come back and play the way that he played. Such a high character guy, talented goalie, extreme competitor and teammate, and it's nice to see him be able to finish the season the way he did, and hopefully he takes you know, his last couple performances and his ability to come back into the playoffs and play the way he did, springboard him into a really good summer and back to where we need him to be next year.
Kucherov got the second goal tonight, had 5 for the series. What do you think he does that allows him to play at such a high level when you're trying to contain him as you are?
Well, he's an extreme competitor. I think when you look at a guy like Kucherov, he has talent, but he's not a perimeter player. He's very strong in the puck. He competes hard. He's got good hockey sense, and you know, he's the type of guy, type of offensive player that you need to have success if you're going to have a chance to win the Stanley Cup, which is a guy that can play in traffic. He competes through things. I think he's a very creative player of when to use a shot, when to shoot for a tip, when to shoot to score. And you know, he's a guy that even if you check him and play him hard, he never gets deterred.
John, can you talk about some of the progress of some of the young players that maybe weren't as highly looked at in the beginning of the year, but came really through this season, through the Flyers, to their benefit right now? Any comment about that?
Well, I think it was a really good growth for all of our guys. I think if you take the veteran players, they hadn't been here in a while. So I think that some of the additions that we made to our team in the offseason were, and even in season, were a big benefit to our team culture. And I think for our younger players, for our first-year guys or second-year players, this is a real good development tool for them because they understand how hard it is to make the playoffs, how much commitment you need, how much dedication you need, how hard it is over 82 games to get yourself to get in. And then when you get in the playoffs, then there's a whole different level. And, you know, I think that you can't replicate it. So for us to worked the way that we did for 82 games to get in, and we had a competitive series, that's something we can certainly build on.
How much of their struggles at 5-on-5 the last two games have been because you didn't have Sammy Vatanen?
Well, Sammy's a big factor. Sammy's a guy that he plays big minutes for us. He plays lots of key situations. He's a great puck mover. I think anytime you lose a player of his magnitude, you have to try to do a better job by committee to fill his minutes and fill what he does. But Sammy was a loss for us.
John, you knew a lot about Nico before he came here this season. But was there anything about his game that exceeded your expectations of him?
His commitment, his ability to play both sides of the puck, for the youngest, I think he's the youngest player in the league, and just his instincts, the responsibility he plays without it, he's a very good offensive dynamic player. But when you look at a guy that young to have the instincts and the commitment level and the dedication to play the way he plays on the defensive side of the puck is pretty special.
John, for a team that's known for its offense, led the league in scoring, were you surprised or did you expect the Lightning to come out and play this well defensively the last few games?
Yeah, we did. I think when you look at some of the things that Coop's talked about over the last couple of years and what some of the moves they made at the deadline, and they're a team that I think they understand that they have the offensive talent and they have the offensive depth, but to win and continue to win a championship, you have to be very strong defensively. And you could see the commitment that they played with, whether it was shot blocking or tracking back or not giving us easy offense, they were a pretty committed group.
Anything else for John? Thank you.
Thanks, guys.